Political candidates like to use one or more grammatical structures when they speak. They use grammatical structures because they can have a rhetorical effect. In other words, the order of words and the way they are used can direct attention to important ideas and help make points clearer. This clarity, the candidates hope, will influence likely voters to choose them. So, what grammatical structures can you find in political speeches? What can you learn from such speeches? In our report today, we explore one grammatical structure commonly used in the American election campaign. This structure is called the deliberate fragment.
Consider the sentence, "I am going to the store." The subject is I, and the predicate is am going to the store. When English speakers use a deliberate fragment, they often present a noun or verb phrase as a sentence. The result is that the sentence does not have a subject and predicate. So, a sentence fragment might be going to the store.
Let's find some in recent speeches. Presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton used them when they officially accepted their party's nominations 3 months ago. In their acceptance speeches, both Trump and Clinton used complete sentences before presenting sentence fragments. They use these fragments to highlight or publicize ideas. Consider these examples.
Once again, France is the victim of brutal Islamic terrorism. Men, women, and children viciously mowed down, lives ruined, families ripped apart, a nation in mourning.
Our military is a national treasure. We entrust our commander-in-chief to make the hardest decisions our nation faces. Decisions about war and peace, life and death.
You may note that both Trump and Clinton begin their statements by using complete sentences. Trump says, "Once again, France is the victim of brutal Islamic terrorism." Clinton says, "We entrust our commander-in-chief to make the hardest decisions our nation faces." Both of these statements are complete sentences. They have subjects and predicates. They are not missing any important words. However, after using complete sentences, both candidates presented sentence fragments. They use these fragments for rhetorical effect.
Both Trump and Clinton used sentence fragments because they have rhetorical effect. When they presented these fragments, they directed listeners' attention to ideas that they wanted to publicize. They kept the listeners' attention because they did not keep using the same basic sentence structure again and again. Remember, sentence fragments are like spices. You would probably never eat a meal that only has spices like black pepper or paprika. In the same way, you should not write a story in English that only uses sentence fragments. Such an essay would quickly become unreadable, in the same way that a meal made of pepper would probably be hard to eat.
Politicians have to be careful about how they present their ideas. They want to direct the attention of individual listeners or larger audiences toward important ideas and words. But they also try to limit or avoid unnecessary information. How do they do this? One way is to put together sentences in a reasonable way. Today, we explore another strategy politicians often use to present ideas, sentence cohesion.
The word cohesion suggests the action of making something whole. In writing, this means presenting sentences that are related to each other in a reasonable or logical way. When sentences are cohesive, they slowly build on an idea until it reaches a clear point. Lack of cohesion can cause the reader or listener to stop paying attention. Politicians have to avoid this mistake at all costs. They may have to deal with different issues, but they cannot spend too much time on any subject because they might lose their audience.
We can look to the American election campaign for examples of sentence cohesion. The main candidates for president, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, have used cohesion to develop and present ideas. Here is Trump accepting the presidential nomination of the Republican Party.
Then there's my mother, Mary. She was strong, but also warm and fair-minded. She was a truly great mother. She was also one of the most honest and charitable people that I have ever known, and a great, great judge of character.
And here is Hillary Clinton accepting the Democratic Party's nomination.
My mother, Dorothy, was abandoned by her parents as a young girl. She ended up on her own at 14 working as a housemaid. She was saved by the kindness of others.
Both candidates use cohesion to make their points. Consider Trump's statement. He speaks about his mother, Mary, and then uses the pronoun she when talking about her in later sentences.
Clinton uses a similar idea in her statement. She said,
"My mother, Dorothy, was abandoned by her parents as a young girl. She ended up on her own at 14 working as a housemaid. She was saved by the kindness of others."
Here, Clinton uses a similar idea to begin her sentences. She introduces her mother, Dorothy, in the first sentence and then provides more information about her in the following sentences. The final sentence, "She was saved by the kindness of others," is especially important. Hillary Clinton could have said, "The kindness of others saved my mother." Why did she say it the way she did? Using the passive voice enabled Clinton to use the pronoun she at the beginning of the sentence. This means that the sentences look and sound the same. They begin with she. Both Clinton and Trump used a similar grammatical structure. The beginning of each sentence presents known information. the pronoun she, and the end of each sentence presents new information.
What is the rhetorical effect of this grammatical structure? Both presidential candidates are able to show voters that they are more than just politicians. They are normal people, too. By giving personal information about their families, they hope to show that they can relate to voters. In other words, the candidates want to show that they share values, a great respect for family, that many voters like to see in political candidates.
I'm John Russell.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.